Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Before I begin today, I have a favor to ask of you. If you enjoy these podcasts, could you take a moment to rate them on iTunes? It will help us alert more Russophiles and language junkies to them. С Новым годом! Happy New Year! Just like every other year, my neighbors and I are relieved that the holidays are almost over. The month from mid-December to mid-January is like living next to a shooting range or behind the front lines of a war, an almost constant barrage of fireworks that wake up the newborn on the second floor, set off the Yorkshire Terrier on the fourth floor, and keep every other living soul awake and jumpy. Oh, for a good night's sleep. After the neighbors heard about a rocket launched from a courtyard that broke a window, continued its flight into an apartment, and set it on fire, we discussed how to protect ourselves. As someone said, "Stromna, it's scary." Stromna is a funny word. You won't find it in any Soviet academic dictionaries or etymology reference books. In more recently published general dictionaries, it is noted as vulg, vulgar, i.e., low class. And it has larger entries in dictionaries of contemporary youth slang. So it seems like a slang word that appeared in the last 25 years or so. So why then can you find it in literary works dating back to the early 19th century? I'm not quite sure how that happened, but I did discover that its origins are in prison slang. Strom is both a lookout and the danger the lookout is looking out for. I suppose because the camp system was scattered across the country, you can hear the variations strom, stroma, and stromja, all words that mean lookout, guard, or danger. Stromschik is someone on guard. Stromit is to scare or threaten someone. Stromna covers a range of meanings. Dangerous, frightening, weird, or unpleasant. You can say stayat, literally to stand, or быть на строме or на стрёмках, to be on guard. This can be external guard duty. Вася, стоящий на строме, свистом предупреждает об опасности. Вася stands on guard and whistles to warn of a danger. Or вниз спустился, чтоб на строме быть. Мало ли что. I went downstairs to keep watch. You just never know. Or it can be an internal guard. У меня чуткий сон, как у собаки. Да тут любой на строме будет. I'm a light sleeper, like a dog, but anyone would be on edge here. Or it can be what you shout when you spot danger. Иван научился так же от Григория пугать мошенников и узнавать их в толпе. Стоит только сказать «Строма!» Иван also learned from Григорий how to scare crooks and find them in a crowd. All he had to do was to say, watch it. That's pretty much classical usage. Today you can say, меня стромно, I'm scared, or я на стромках, I'm on guard, without sounding either too old-fashioned or like an oldster trying to sound young and hip. Now, if you are young and hip, or if you have the pleasure of raising or spending time with someone who is young and hip, you might also hear stromna in related words used more to mean weird, wacko, or striking. Там стромная обстановка. The situation over there is hinky. The adjective стромный can refer to a person who is dangerous, fearless, and powerful. Видишь этого стромного мужика? Это новый Маринин муж. See that guy over there? The ball breaker? That's Marina's new husband. Or it can be weird cool, стромная стрижка, an out-of-here haircut. Or indecent funny cool, like стромный анекдот, a wild joke. Somehow it has also come to mean lack of desire. Мне стромно пойти на вечеринку. I don't feel like going to the party. Of course, all of this is for educational purposes. You don't need to use стромно at all. Scared? Боюсь. I'm scared. Опасаюсь. I'm anxious. Мне тревожно. I'm on edge. Мне страшно. I'm terrified. У меня паника. I'm panicking. Мне трясёт. I'm so scared I'm shaking. Ноги подкосились. My knees are quaking. That should pretty much cover everything, from a small spider to that scary dude Marina married.